listening to the Vancouver Mixtape on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast from the unceded ancestral territory of the Hulkamilaman Squamish-speaking peoples. I'm Jesse.
I'm Jamie.
That's Jamie. And yeah, this is the tape. This is the show where we come in and tell you what music is good.
But we've been doing it for over a decade. A decade of us being snooty. Snooty little snoobies.
Seriously, though, this is, yeah, the mixtape. And we're going to take you on a trip through what's new and interesting and, in our opinions anyway, good in Vancouver's independent music scene. I don't think we're playing anything that we don't think is good today.
I think it's really rare when we play, like, something that's not, that we don't really like.
Yeah.
Not
well,
great.
We just played that, and
yeah.
We don't like that.
No,
and that is
hated
the sound
that.
Of Jamie's laptop falling 2 feet to the floor.
Loved it. Loved every second of it. We'll see if it works. But anyways.
It's not on fire.
It's not on fire. It's still working.
Unlike our playlist for today. Oh.
Whoa.
What a joke. Yeah, we got a whole bunch of brand new music from artists familiar and unfamiliar. I was trying to, on the spot, come up with an antonym for familiar that also began with familiar.
Strange.
With F. You know, like I wanted like some sort of assonance there. It didn't work. Anyway, we're going to go to, well, this is, for me, a late addition to the playlist that Jamie added after I did all the work, you know?
Story of the show.
But how could I resist a cover by a local artist of one of my favorite tracks by one of my favorite Canadian artists of all times? This is Kylie V's cover of Broken Social Scene's Lover's Spit right here on the tape.
All these people drinking love.
welcome back to the tape, the Vancouver mixtape, as a matter of fact. That's this show, and you just heard some lovely, calming, relaxing music. That one, Lullaby for F-Wordery. I'm going to blame my lovely co-host for setting me up there. That by Eliza Thorne. From her record, also unpronounceable, but not by virtue of profanity, but it's X-I-I-K. Zeek? Or is it...
Chic?
Chic? Oh.
Skill issue, Jesse.
Skill issue. Well.
I do love an album of harp music.
Do you?
Nothing says December quite like harp-based pop.
Sure. Yeah, okay. I'm on board. Before... Lisa, we had some cool violin and vocal folk by an artist called Johnny. That was called Lupins from the record Animals Sometimes Lie. And before that, a very great cover of Broken Social Scene's Lover's Spit by Kylie V. Very, very faithful cover. You know, sometimes you get a cover and it's like, is this even the same song? That is
sounds definitely
the song.
Yeah, definitely.
Crushed it.
Yeah, and definitely like uses a lot of the same kind of melodic ticks and similar instrumentation to a degree. But I do find like that version has a little more, or like Kylie's version has a little more gravitas to it, a little more oomph. Whereas I think you could define the Broken Social Scene one with like, its fragility.
Well, yeah, and I mean, to peel back the curtain a little, programmatically speaking, I mean, I had not listened to Kylie V's cover of Lover Spit until we all listened to it together, and that's why I put it in the folk set, because I figured it would be a little more light and airy. Also, maybe thinking of what I know of Kylie V's other output, but yeah, it was cool.
I liked stuff. It. I dig it. Dig it.
We are going to keep things rolling here with some more music, because once again, we have more songs picked than we have time to play them. So we're just going to keep you in the music with another new track from a longtime fave of the mixtape. This is, I think, the latest from Sade Owele.
Mm-hmm.
It's called These Feet.
My feet give way, just means I'm being planted. Grow my roots deep for the seasons to come. And should my feet get tight, I'll look up to the sky and be reminded that I'm still alive. Wanna say they stay talking too much, cause they don't even know my story. Goes back in the day, from the back at the back, don't know how to react. I guess God was looking out for me. I'm getting by. Now, ooh, all drama
me.
Dog's Name by Gian from the record Runt. Gian, self-described adorable kitten with a lot to offer. And that record, Runt, is super cool. And it's for the kittens with weird bangs, juicy eyes, and loud mouths.
So does that, is that like a diss track then?
Yeah. I mean, the lyrics are, I should have known that I meant nothing when you called me my dog's name. So I don't know if it's a diss track so much as a like, well,
dogs are bad. Heard.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it says.
Very, this is a really good lyric though.
Yeah. Great, great track. The whole thing, Runt, it's just six tracks. It's pretty quick, and it's a great listen. So check that out on Bandcamp. Before Gian, we had Alex Little, the track called Spider in the Sink, the title track off of, I guess, is that the debut record as a solo artist for Alex Little? Because we had Alex Little in The Suspicious Minds previously. Anyway, that track is the title track, Spider in the Sink. Kind of cool retro.
Yeah.
Punk rock.
A little bit of a jingle jangle.
Yeah.
Touch of the jingle jangle.
Touch of the jingle and the jangle. And before that, These Feet by Sade Awele. Great production on that one. And as usual, Sade, just great vocals.
Sade is getting to a point where, like,